Good morning. We are live at the Insperity Invitational in the Woodlands until 10 o'clock when In the Loop comes your way. Time now for your chance to win the Freddy's Frozen Custard Combo Meal right now. Real simple question. Despite how it may feel, the Rockets are favored tonight in Utah for Game 3. How many points are they favored by? 832-430-2946.
Which book are you going by there?
We're going to go. I'm going to text Landry the answer. I'm going to go with the CBS Sports app.
Okay.
So the contest line, 832-430-2-WIN.
Don't want Landry to have to sit there arguing with somebody about what Bovada says versus whatever.
Yeah. How many points per the CBS Sports app are the Rockets favored by in Game 3? And
we didn't mention it in the last couple seconds. We're at the Insperity Invitational, where admission is free. Go to InsperityInvitational.com and see a whole bunch of the legends of golf up here. It's awesome, and it starts at 10:30, which is perfect. You don't have to bust your butt to get out here at the break of dawn to get a good spot.
InsperityInvitational.com. Again, we're here all morning long until 10 o'clock at the Insperity Invitational in the Woodlands. After Thursday's show, we were discussing the lack of what's the word I'm looking for? The Rockets don't feel like they have captivated the city of Houston so far, for whatever reason.
It doesn't feel like they've got the city's attention on lockdown. And you're in game two.
Yep.
It's hard in a game like that sometimes, especially where you get off to a slow start, perhaps for things to really get rocking. But you didn't feel maybe the same energy even as you felt in Toyota Center in the past playoff games.
Yeah, this is always to the eye of the beholder. It's very subjective. I was at game one and two. Game one Sunday, game two Wednesday. I thought the crowd was fine. I thought the crowd was good in the first half of game one on Sunday. Some of my friends disagree with that. That's fine. Yeah. I mean, reasonable minds can differ. I thought the crowd was into it and they were ready for a second round series. The second half, they were not. And I think that was partially because of how great the first half was when you get up to that huge lead. But there's no, I mean, the crowds at Toyota Center right now, if you had to power rank the crowds in the city based on, you know, the Astros, Rockets, and Texans, I think you'd have to go Astros, Texans in some order, one and two, and Toyota Center is a distant third.
Yeah.
And what is the cause of that?
I'll tell you this. Whenever I think there's not enough energy in a joint, DJ Seth says, why is the beer so expensive? Well, what the hell? You got to feed these people some alcohol if you really want to let their inhibitions loose, and you jack up the prices for beer. Did they increase the prices or no?
I don't know.
Or they're just super expensive. Okay. Landry, do we have confirmation on that the prices were actually increased?
Yes, that's what they said at the bar.
Okay, gotcha.
So they were actually increased.
So there's that. I'm kind of joking about that, although there might be some merit to it, but it's obviously not one of the major reasons. I don't know, because it's not like James Harden is a different guy than he's ever been before. Is it the absence of Pat Beverly? Tucker not enough of a guy that gets the? I mean, people don't love PJ Tucker the way they love Pat Beverly.
Also, I want to point out this goes beyond just the crowds, because people can point to specific factors which we can debate and all that. It's about the fact that this team won 65 regular season games, and the cable ratings went down from last year, which I know you can attribute to cutting the cord and all that kind of stuff. But the cable ratings, again, they went down for the best regular season in the history of the Houston Rockets.
I'm going to blame, let me think of, I can think of at least two, and maybe by the time I'm done, I'll think of a third. There are a few things. One is, I just thought of a third. Okay, one is this, the Golden State Warriors. Simply the fact that the Golden State Warriors have held their reign where they have for the last several years, even when they lose a championship, they're still the best team in the league. And I think that's kind of beaten the fan base down, not just in Houston but elsewhere, but beaten people down to the point where there's a little bit of maybe why bother going on, and maybe a lot of bit of,
I think
some people, because of two, lack of enduring playoff success despite regular season success out of this Rockets team in the past, I think that's where some of the why bother comes in. And then three, it would be the same thing that you've had for several years now in Houston, but out of maybe combined with everything else, is like, it's not like Rockets ball, especially when they're so heavily ISO, does not necessarily lend itself to huge crowd responses or big. It's just not like an aesthetically pleasing brand of basketball.
That's an interesting, that last one is an
interesting. There's a whole lot of stoppage.
I definitely believe the whole thing about the lack of playoff success specifically and especially in the James Harden era. I can definitely roll with the notion that people are like very hesitant to buy in unless they feel like, okay, you're in the Western Conference Finals, let's go, you're rolling the ball against Golden State, let's see what happens. I am struggling with the aesthetically pleasing part because I'm trying to think of situations in sports, whether it's basketball, football, or baseball, where a team plays a style that may not necessarily be that great to watch, but they're ruthlessly efficient and successful in that kind of style. Because usually
just
even
think of
if
like
it's,
if a defensive, like in football, if it's a defensive team, but it's
people
defense,
get into it.
But there, like in when you're a good defensive team, the stoppages are the exciting part of it.
Yeah.
Where in with the Rockets, like the stoppages are part of the offense, and it's just kind of so I get to watch a couple of free throws. I don't know, like the 3-point. I would argue that the 3-pointers might take away from the excitement, except that nobody's complaining about a lack of excitement at Oracle Arena.
Yes.
And they take plenty of threes, or with the Cleveland Cavaliers or anybody.
I mean, the thing is, people will say, it will be popular to say, hey, everybody believes that ultimately, yeah, the Warriors were the second seed and they weren't that good in the regular season, but we all think Golden State's going to win.
Yeah.
Go look at the crowd in Utah tonight. They haven't been in the playoffs. Well, they have been in the playoffs, but go look at the crowd in Utah tonight. You think the people in Salt Lake City think they can beat the Golden State Warriors?
Right.
They're not morons.
Yeah.
And they will be lit up tonight.
I guess the only other thing I would say is that I hate, because I keep bringing this up month after month. At some point, I got to stop saying it, but I don't know exactly when it'll be. Is any small part of this just simply Harvey fatigue? Like, Harvey fatigue combined with the excitement of the World Series, which ended up leaving people even more exhausted after the World Series, because you were coming off of that right after Harvey, and just whatever collectively it took out of the city in terms of recovering from that, is that any small part of it? I'm just brainstorming here.
It's a fair brainstorm.
Because there's like, we've got people saying, like, one of our listeners says he's watched every dribble, and he's just kind of, eh. I'm a diehard fan. I watch every dribble, and I feel, eh. That's what he said. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly or not. Eh?
So he's amped because of what? Because of the style?
Eh. I don't know. He's just saying eh. That's what he didn't offer any more than that. Okay. You have to interpret it yourself.
That's
up to me. I don't know the guy. It's right, just some random guy.
713-572-4610. We've also had a few people complaining about, okay, we don't know what team is going to show up in a given game. Again, is that different from any other non-Golden State team in the NBA playoffs? You don't know what you're going to get from some of these teams. I mean, I guess, like, I'm sure Philadelphia fans feel the same way. Like, what team are we going to get every single night?
That's one of the fun things about basketball, in a series especially, is that you're exactly right. One of the fun things about playoff series in basketball is that after every win or after every loss, you can't envision anything different happening. After a dominating win, you feel like, well, they can't possibly sweep the team over. It's over.
Yes.
And it happens every time. You convince yourself of it, and you enjoy that part of it. After every loss, it feels like, how could they possibly come back from this? The Jazz have figured them out. That's part of the excitement of it. So it's not an explanation for why people wouldn't be excited. And yeah, and then look, in the NBA too, it's not even like energy levels wax and wane, and there's just for whatever reason, because of travel or just because of natural human emotion or whatever, sometimes teams just come out flat, even though it's the playoffs and they shouldn't. So I don't think that's really an explanation either.
So as far as the actual games themselves this weekend, I said earlier today, and I'll reiterate, I would actually sign for the Rockets winning one game this weekend.
Yeah.
I would sign on the dotted line for coming back Monday morning here, getting ready for a game 5 in which you are 2-2, because I'm hesitant and apprehensive coming into the weekend. A lot of this tonight, though, it's about the defense and it's about Chris Paul. Here is, to me, there are a lot of stats in basketball, and you can kind of get overwhelmed, but here's a really simple stat. When the Rockets have James Harden on the court, they're dominating the Utah Jazz. +12 net rating. When James Harden is off the court and Chris Paul is on, they're a -5.7. That has to change. They brought in Chris Paul for a reason, for the postseason, not for the first round, but for the second round and the third round and beyond. That stat has to change for the remainder of this series.
No,
has
and
to.
I think, and then look, the onus is on a couple of people. Like the conversation about Maury Ball, I don't care about anymore. Like it's an old debate that people are going to bring up and say Maury Ball doesn't work. I don't care about that debate. I think in terms of D'Antoni and then I think also Bizdelic, the onus is on them to make the adjustments they need to. And this is what, again, this is what playoff basketball is. The Jazz come out, they change it up a little bit. They crush you with their dribble penetration. They get you confused defensively in the first half. You can't, what you've learned is that the Jazz are a good enough team that you can't relax on defense and be confused on defense and not respond and expect to be able to win in the fourth quarter, because it took a whole lot of energy. Those guys were dead in the fourth quarter. The Rockets were dead by the fourth quarter. So you've got to come out and be sharp immediately from the get-go.
I mean, the thing I feel good about, Seth, is when I look at the when I look at this series objectively, removing my emotions from it, I would say Joe Ingles can't keep playing like this. Jay Crowder can't keep playing like this. But the historic trends would tell you that at home, that's when the role players play really well. The weird thing is that those guys played so well on the road. One thing we do know, they cannot allow the kind of open threes to Ingles they have been through two games. That has to change.
I would say of all the listeners that have weighed in on this, I think probably the majority opinion is that there was a foregone conclusion that the Rockets are going to win the first two series, and that people aren't necessarily just, they're not as dialed in because they kind of just figured, oh, what am I going to clap for what you're supposed to do? That old attitude. And I can't fault people for that. Mike and I are part of the problem there. We encourage that notion. Of course they're going to beat the Jazz.
Stuff Landry likes coming up at 9:28. What's on tap this weekend at 9:40. Also, we'll have some fun with Patrick Beverly's mother, who was on a game show, and we will...
Glad you added the second part there.
Yes, I know. I made sure to add the second
part.
Pat
Beverly going to come after us. My God, that didn't sound good at all.
She was on The Price is Right, and we'll go through what happened to her on that show. We're live at the Insperity Invitational in the Woodlands on a Friday on Sports Radio 6.